Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thanks for joining us. Download the free Baron Outwigs app. Get us on social media at FBHW Show. Welcome to all the new listeners showing up on new stations and on stations where we've been around where people are like, hey, what's this crap? Thanks for giving us a try. Letting us be the crap that goes with you to work, wherever that might be. You heard in that little piece that played right before we came back on, Tommy performing on My Show Member Can. We'll revisit that next segment. I have great categories today. Some days I'm like, they're fine. Yep. Today, they're not great. Great is the wrong word. Good. Lost confidence.
really backpedaled on that.
Backpedaled.
It's the greatest you've ever seen.
Might be the might worst be okay. things I've got.
They're not even in English.
I don't even know why I got up today.
They're garbage. I should go to bed. But this guy
really sold it.
This is what is this guy's name, Hot Wings?
His name is Patrick Keene.
Patrick Keene. And he also seems like just a regular dude ranting, which is part of why it's so much fun, but he's a comedian. And his point is, the world, the one we all complain about, has always been violent.
People think the world's gone to hell, that it's gotten so violent. But the world never got violent. There is no got. The world has been violent since the beginning. Cain killed Abel. The third person on the planet killed the fourth person on the planet. We weren't even able to make it to three people before somebody was a murderer. At one time, a third of the people on the planet were murderers, right? A third of the people in the hood aren't murderers. A third of the people who own guns aren't murderers. A third of the people in jail aren't even murderers, right? San Quentin, Alcatraz, Folsom Prison are safer than the Book of Genesis. You thought Compton and Baghdad were tough? Try downtown Eden when the sun goes down. There's
downtown Eden.
Murder and violence at person three. One couple had two boys who had the world to themselves, and one of them was claiming this town ain't big enough for the two of us, right? Cain killed 25% of the world's population. That's more than Stalin, Hitler, Idi Amin, Pol Pot, King Herod, Genghis Khan, Manifest Destiny, typhoid, cancer, AIDS, cooties, all combined. Cain killed a third of the people he knew. He knew three people. He killed one of them. If you knew Cain, you had a 66 2/3% chance of survival. There's no such thing as the good old days. There was like one good day. It was half a day. Adam and Eve were naked, alone, in an oasis. Lunchtime came. People got hungry. Apples were eaten. Boom. Detroit.
I love that so much.
I really enjoyed Downtown Eden.
Downtown Eden.
Yeah.
Life comes at you fast, my friend. When you're going to leave, let's say you're at a get-together. Okay? Steve hosts a get-together, or I do, or whoever. It's big. It's not just like show size where there's, you know, six groups, six couples, six pairs or whatever.
Okay.
It's a get together. There's people there you don't know. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to leave without saying goodbye to the
Absolutely.
Person hosting the party?
I mean, I wouldn't. I always feel like I should say bye. Like I might pep myself up and go, okay, I'm not gonna get caught up in a trap here. I'm still gonna basically bolt. But everybody that I know would totally understand if I said, hey, I'm a dip out, man. Thanks so much for having us,
yeah.
having me or whatever, but I'm out of here.
Steve, you would leave without telling the person who invited you?
You seem offended in your tone.
I'm surprised. I don't know that I'm offended because I don't invite anyone over anymore, but it seems surprising like that you would just go, bye.
If it was one of you guys, I would say goodbye. But there are plenty of people that I can think about if I was invited to their house for a big gathering. So you're talking like 30, 40 people.
Okay. Yeah. Let's say it's,
I might dip out.
Roughly 10 couples.
Okay.
There's no planned event. It's not a card party. Everybody's just kind of milling around. Dinner's been served. Everybody's had a couple drinks. People are sitting around campfire, whatever it might be.
Oh.
You're going to dip without saying goodbye to the person that invited you?
Nah, in that case, no. Sitting around campfire, I'm saying goodbye.
What it, What is, where's the line? What's the activity that it's okay to dip?
Name activities, and I'll tell you yes or no.
Ping pong tournament.
Oh, it's okay to leave.
Oh, no, you're going to leave an unbalanced bracket.
No, you once that. I'm that's eliminated, if I'm heard. Eliminated.
Oh, yeah, that's see true.
Yeah, well, because we know you're a sore loser. First round fodder. We just expect it.
Kelly,
especially when it comes to ping pong.
Yeah, I know, you're very big on ping pong.
Kelly, would you dip without saying goodbye to the person that planned the event?
Not to the host. I love an Irish dip out, but an Irish dip out on everybody but the person who invited me. That's when I slide over and I say, hey, I'm about to bounce. Going to give you a quick hug. Make this real nonchalant for me, please, and discreet. And then I'm going to go. Or if they are caught up and doing something because they're hosting, I'm going to shoot them a text being like, hey, I'm going to dip out. I wanted to say bye, but you were caught up in this conversation.
Yeah.
I'm always going to say bye to the host for sure.
But anybody else? No.
Hell no.
What about? Hell no. Okay. Let's say, Maitland, you're at a wedding. You've been at more weddings in the last 3 years than anybody I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know the bride and groom. You were invited to the wedding by one or the other, right? But it's a big event. You're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to wait and say goodbye to the bride and groom?
No. No.
No?
No, and I don't think they want you to.
Mm-mm. Yeah, definitely.
I think shoot them a text, busy. Say, hey, we had a great time at your wedding. So happy for you. Have a great night. Mm-hmm. But they're busy doing other things. If I finally get a chance, if it's my wedding, and I finally get a chance to shake my ass on the dance floor after all of the chaos of the day and everything, and I'm just trying to enjoy the night, I do not need every single person to walk up to me and say, bye, thanks for having us. Bye. Yeah. Bye. No, just go.
Just go.
Just go. I appreciate you. I love you. Take a trinket on your way out. Have a great night.
33% of people said it is rude to leave a party without saying goodbye to the host. I'm surprised that's so low. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be higher.
It should be higher.
52% said, like Steve, it depends on how big the party is and what is happening.
It does. I agree with that.
The Irish exit is fine. 16% said an Irish exit is always okay, no matter how many people. No matter how many people. Let's say it was a small get-together, like the couple that hosted and two other couples. If one couple just disappears, that's going to be really weird, right?
Yes. Yes.
If that happened, you'd think they were mad. Did something happen? Why did they just both leave?
Yeah, I'd immediately think, oh, something went wrong. Between them, obviously.
And it better be between them.
Not my fault. Yeah.
And then I still better be getting a text in pretty short order like, hey, man, sorry we got into a big argument out back and had to get the hell out of there.
Now, generationally, Tommy, you're Gen Z, right?
Yeah. Yeah, barely. But yes.
What would you just leave?
I personally would never leave just because the Michigan goodbye is so encapsulating.
You like that?
It's hard. You can't escape it, even if you want to.
If you've never lived in the Midwest,
you can, but
and never visited, you haven't experienced. And maybe, Kelly, was this a Southern thing?
Oh, my God, no.
I didn't think so when we lived there. No. But the Midwest goodbye is you talk about only weather and sports the whole time you're there and maybe some people who died. And then right when you get your shoes on and you say, all right, that's when all the real conversations start. Yeah, and like, then they go on for a long time.
Yeah, a lot of houses are set up to trap you in the foyer.
My I have a rule for my supper club. We meet every Tuesday, and it is dinner. We eat by 7, and I want everyone out of my house by 9.
Right.
So Michigan goodbyes. It literally says it on the invite of the text message that I send out with the menu. We arrive anytime after 6, meal is served at 7, Michigan goodbyes start at 8:30, out the door by 9, because I know it takes at least 30 minutes to get really some smart people out the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
there are definitely nights where it's going great, and I just tell people, they're like, oh, it's 8:30, and I'm like, look, we're having a good time, people still have wine in their glasses, it's totally fine, let's take our time. But then once it starts, it's like, all right, here we go.
I'd be afraid to say that.
Let's go.
See,
I think it's easier, though, when you have such a regular occurrence like you do.
Definitely.
Like the Michigan goodbyes is usually holidays. Like when I haven't seen my parents in 2.5 months or something, and there's other people around, my sister, brother-in-law, and all. So you're having conversations, but you're leaving, and you have to say goodbye to them. And then that's when stuff kind of comes up because you haven't really had a chance to talk. Dad's been cooking the whole time or whatever. So you go, oh, I'm kind of trapped.
Son, I've been meaning to ask you, what are your 19 favorite things that happened over the last 16 weeks?
While you're putting your foot in your mouth.
Really?
But I have learned to prepare. So before I leave, like if it's my parents' house, that's usually where it happens is their house. I prepare ahead of time without saying anything. I load up my car. If I'm taking stuff with, whether if it's from Christmas or whatever, I'll go warm up my car and I'll take stuff out to it. Mm-hmm. And then it's already all out. So we're not tripping over. We're not fumbling and going, where's that bag? Where's this bag? Where's the leftovers? I've already done that and they don't even know. And they'll go, oh, did you get that? I go, I got it all. I'm already ready. Everything's out there. Truck's running.
When I, with my family,
wasting gas.
Like if we were going to leave at 4 for a long time, I would start leaving at 3:15 so that we could. Yeah. And now I've just gotten more rude. I'm like, okay, we got to go.
I know the Michigan friends that do it the worst. And I know, okay, well. All right, we're on our appetizers. I should start saying bye now. Good Lord. There are some of them where I'm like, you are just a going. You are just a going. And I
don't believe it until you're in it.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh my gosh, so much time has gone by.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.